What's going on, everybody? Welcome. Today is Thursday. It is March 9th, 2023, the day Notorious B.I.G. died. My name is Jeremy, and this is my first cup. Wearing my Free Training Day South shirt. This might be the only Free Training Day South shirt edition we have for a while. There will not be a Free Training Day South in 2023, but it sounds like we're going to have another one. Thank you for, in another spot, thank you for coming by. I appreciate all of you. Let's see who is here. I want to say good morning to Brian, Frank, Rebecca, Jenny, and Dennis. Dennis says, today is Sarah, his wife's birthday. I wrapped myself up with a nice bow and left myself next to our mailbox for her. She stamped my forehead with return to sender. I'm sure she would not do that, but ha. I hope you're all well. I hope you had a fantastic Wednesday. I had a pretty solid Wednesday. I hope you did too. And if you did, let's continue it. Let's have a solid Thursday. Almost at the end of the week, but I hope that you don't only enjoy the weekends. I hope there are things during the week that you also enjoy, because not liking 5 out of 7 days just doesn't seem like a good way to go through life. What did I do yesterday? I worked, did a bunch of stuff around here, projects, work projects, and then I went and watched an improv comedy show at the place that I'm taking a class, and they recommended that we come to shows when we can to learn, which makes all kinds of sense, and they are so serious about that, they give us free admission. So I didn't have to pay my $5 ticket. It was a competition last night. There were 8 teams of 2 competing, and it was a lot of fun. I'm glad that I went. So, yeah, it was good times. Came home and went to bed. Because by the time I got home, it was 9:30. That's late for me. Dennis, please give Sarah my best on her birthday. I hope you two are celebrating something fun, if not today, soon. It is Thursday, another episode of Martial Arts Radio. Let's see what's going on with that. And then I'm going to update you on what's happening with a video I put out on TikTok Tuesday. It's getting a little spicy. Let's see. This is an episode that came from my time in Mexico and was thinking about, you know, as I'm rearranging and I'm hiding things because, to be blunt, I brought more cash with me than I was comfortable keeping on me, which meant I had to keep it in the hotel room, which meant where did I keep it in the hotel room? And as I was securing things, I realized there's a big difference between me leaving the cash out for people to just witness and say, oh, well, you know, I have the opportunity. I'm going to take Jeremy's money versus intent. Let me see if Jeremy's hidden any money here. Because I wasn't going to be able to stop the second one. You can deter people, but you really can't stop them. If someone wants to break into your house, can you really stop them if you're not there? No. Glass is breakable. Most door frames will come down with a kick, right? Like, it's not that hard, but we still lock our doors. Why? Because we don't want to present the opportunity. So today's episode is called Crimes of Intent versus Opportunity. And Andrew and I talk about that. And it's a subject that I'm sure has been discussed, but it's not a subject that we've discussed. And it's not a subject I've heard discussed. So curious of anyone's feedback after you check it out, available in video and audio. Good morning, Nathan. Frank asks, how many weeks, months will your improv class last? I'm not even sure. It's 5 or 6 weeks. There is conflicting information in what I've signed up for. It's at least 5 weeks, could be 6 weeks. There is a show that we are putting on at the end. But actually, for our first class, I think we all did well on Sunday. We'll see how everybody does on this week. It's a good group. I had a nice call with Nathan yesterday. And I want to know what you're all doing today. I've got a day packed full of meetings, including a meeting with a potential martial arts school coming on as a client, which I'm excited about. This is someone I like and respect, someone that I would love to work with, someone who's not that far away. And I think it'd be fun to work on. That's the long and the short of it. Other than that, it's just a pile of meetings. Good meetings. I started some promotion yesterday for our next, what happened yesterday? So promoting two things. Of course, we got the Martial Arts Symposium happening next month. We have All In Weekend happening next month. We also have, in May, the next Level 1 MATIC Martial Arts Teacher Training and Certification course in New Hampshire. Hopefully, I will see some of you there. And then the other big thing that we put out promotion on yesterday was the next 30-day program, Flex. Flex is going. The email version of Flex is going, and a bunch of people are signing up. Great. Keep going. Keep doing it. And, you know, I really love seeing everyone posting their, hey, I did this graphics, you know, I completed day one or two or 27 or whatever it is. And I'm glad that you also find value in the quote graphics that we put out there. So keep going, keep training, keep getting flexy. And today, that's right, Kelly says, looking forward to the Mastermind School Owners meeting. I always look forward to those. We do those once a month. How do you get into those? Well, you got to do two things. One, you got to contribute to the right tier in Patreon. It's $50. Show me a mastermind you're going to get for $50. And you get all the other stuff that we do. And it's tax deductible. And then you have to show up. That's it. That's all you got to do. Think about, as a martial arts school owner, what good information is worth. Any business, forget about just martial arts schools. What's good information worth? Well, in the case of being a school owner, if you can get, for most people, if you can get one person to stick around for 1 to 2 months more based on a bit of information, well, that covers your month. Now, how about if you get one new student out, probably covers you for a year. And that's what we do. Jenny says, oh my God, AIW, All In Weekend is next month. When did it get that close? Time is flying. Woot. Yes, it is. Time goes fast. Well, it does. Everybody do me a favor, hit that like button, that heart button, that whatever button that you've got, depending on the platform that you're watching, because we've got people watching on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch, and we never have anybody watching on Twitter. Just never happens. That's fine. It's all good. So, what else I got for you? Oh, I said I was going to tell you about this video on TikTok. All right. So I think I talked about this yesterday. Tuesday night, I posted a video, I stitched a video of someone talking about how they just said flat out, 10-year-olds can't be black belts. And the caption said, if it took you less than 10 years to get your black belt, you're most likely at a school that's a scam. Took umbrage with this. I think I talked about this in the comments and everything. So that video is continuing to blow up. and it's getting a fair amount of attention. I think we're up to something like 90 comments on it, on my response to this. And what gives me hope is that I'm getting more positive feedback than negative feedback. And I'm taking opportunities to educate people. For example, someone made the very strange comment that, you know, this is why BJJ is more respected. And my response was, what are you talking about? I don't understand. And they said, well, BJJ, there's a way to evaluate skill. Karate and Taekwondo don't have any ways to evaluate skill. And I said, but that's just not true. You can apply the same methodology. There's such interesting opinions out there that are seemingly rooted in nothing more than watching a bunch of hateful people express their opinion. It blows my mind that this is what constitutes, quote, knowledge for so many people. People really want to remain tribal and have these strong opinions that are rooted not in fact, but in what someone they respect told them. And this has been an issue in martial arts for a very long time. But I find it fascinating that the very same people who criticize that stuff also fall into that trap, just in a different way. Slider says, everyone thinks they know what they don't know. That's true. I think one of the biggest differences between me and most people, and one of the reasons that I have been successful in the things I've pursued, and the reason that I just frankly have more knowledge than most people, is because I don't assume that I know. I was raised to question. I was raised to ask why, and I'm very thankful for that. When I get limited time with people who know a bunch of stuff about subjects I know nothing about, I will ask them the question, what don't I know that I don't know? If I know that I don't know, I can research. But if I don't know that I don't know, that's where the most important stuff is. Not everyone understands what that question means. So if I'm talking with someone and they like, what are you asking me? What information do you have that when you share it with people, they say, I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know that was possible. I didn't even know you could do that. And then they usually get it. That's stuff that I try to get to the quickest, because that gives me reference points. And from there, as I have those things, I can research. I can find the information, books, websites, whatever. But if I don't know where I'm headed, that's where it's challenging. Don't be afraid to ask questions. There's nothing wrong with assuming that you don't know. I have no problem when people think I don't know something. I have no problem when people think I don't have rank. I have no problem when people somebody asked me yesterday, and it's interesting because this is creeping up really fast, but it's easy to forget. September will be 40 years of training for me. It's a long time. I still have no problem standing in the back of the room. I have no problem putting on a white belt. I still don't want fancy titles. I still don't put stripes on my belt. I still don't mind being a corner referee at a tournament where the head referee, you know, has been training for 8 years. None of this bothers me. Do I think some of it's silly? Yeah. Doesn't bother me. It doesn't change anything about my time training or what I know or what I have to share or why I do what I do. It doesn't affect any of it. And I don't need the validation of people who, let's face it, in many of those cases, their opinions don't matter to me. Sometimes I participate in things because it's best for Whistlekick. Sometimes I do because it's fun. Sometimes I do because I'm supporting someone else. Don't really care. Doesn't change anything for me. I'm confident enough in my reasons and my skills and my time that it doesn't bother me. Kelly says, I prefer to be in the background.
Yeah.
Safer back there. The comedy club yesterday, I was bumped into a few people that are in my class. And strangely, about a third of the class works at the comedy club. It seems this very internalized thing. Like it's a little culty in the way that martial arts is a little culty. Which is kind of fun. But fortunately, the person who said, hey, come sit with us, was sitting in the back against the wall because that's where I was going to end up. And I didn't have to say, nope, I'm not sitting in the middle of this group of strangers, which I probably would have. I mean, it's if there's ever a group that I found to be non-threatening, it was this group last night. It was probably the least threatening group of people I've ever been in. And, that is both a compliment and not. So, all right. Now, Frank did send some stuff over, so we're going to talk about that. We got some quotes today from a figure that you likely know from history. Thank you, Frank, for all of your work. I know Frank's in the chat, and I know you all do a good job of thanking him. Thank you to Josh for our theme song. Thank you to Denise for the audio feed. That's right. Remember, there is an audio feed. You can subscribe to First Cup as a podcast. And I hope that you all do, because we make like quarters of cents for every episode. So if you did that, that would help us. You don't even have to listen to it. Don't tell them I said that, but if you did that, that would be helpful. All right. Let's put this up on the screen. Oh, don't forget to mark your calendars. March 27th. At, I believe it's 8 o'clock. There is a Facebook event, episode 800 live. Some of you will be participating. All right, computer, you got to switch back. There we go. And we go to this. I always cheer up immensely if an attack is particularly wounding because I think, well, if they attack one personally, it means they have not a single political argument left. Margaret Thatcher. Why do people turn to personal attacks? If we use debate terminology, ad hominem. If people are attacking you and not your arguments, it means they don't have a defense for your arguments. Pretty much means you win. If you were to enter a debate competition and you and I were debating, and your response to something I said was, well, yeah, but Jeremy's short, you're done. You lose. And we see this all the time across every subject these days. People don't know how to argue. They don't know how to debate. They don't know how to present their opinions in a way that could convince others because their opinions are generally rooted not in their understanding of facts, but in their understanding of what other people that they look up to have told them to believe. That's dangerous. It doesn't always mean it's the outcome is dangerous, but that general tendency, I think, is dangerous. I don't think it's healthy. Just because someone I like or look up to says something doesn't mean I'm going to just accept that. I am long past the point in my training where someone of a higher rank telling me, well, this thing is the way that I just blindly accept it and say, okay. What happens if I say, well, can you explain it? Can you show me? Help me understand. One of two things happens, generally. Because I said so, or some variation thereof, which what does that mean? They don't really understand. Or they don't like being questioned. Not good with either. That's not someone I'm going to spend much time training with. Or they'll say, you know what? I'm glad you asked. Here's why. Let me show you. Now, often when I pose that question, and I'm very delicate about when I pose that question, but if I pose that question in a group, it usually means I'm getting hurt, but I still understand. I have a better understanding, and I would rather have that understanding. And this is something that shows up often in kind of our cliches we look back historically. If someone does this, you punch them here and then they die. I don't think we really believe that too much anymore. We've seen that not to be true, but it still happens once in a while. And it's usually in the realm of self-defense. I've got a couple classes that I'm teaching, self-defense classes coming up. One is to a group of college students. One is at a local gym. And yeah, I'm not going to be teaching anything that they can't see works for themselves, because they've got to trust it. Otherwise, they won't use it. You guys are so funny. I love starting my day with all of you. Disciplining yourself to do what you know is right and important, although difficult, is the high road to pride, self-esteem, and personal satisfaction. Said another way, knowing the right thing to do is easy. Doing it is not always easy. Sometimes it's very difficult. But what separates the best people from the rest of people is the willingness to do that. Everybody's conscience works pretty well. I believe there are very few people, let's say, who commit robberies, who believe that it's the right thing to do. They'll justify it to themselves. They'll go through some mental gymnastics for it. Or maybe there's a compulsion there that they have to do it. Either they're addicted to something, right? Or maybe they're desperate. Doesn't mean they think it's the right thing to do. I think it's a very, very rare person who commits some act against someone else and thinks it's the right thing to do. We make it easy on us by dismissing everyone who does that as a psychopath or a sociopath. They're just, oh, they're crazy, or, you know, mentally unbalanced. That could also be true, but life is much more complex than that. You know, I think back to being a kid, and this is an area I wish my mother had been better at. If I did something, I went through a phase where I stole. And I'm glad she caught me, and I'm glad that she dealt with it. But she didn't explain it. She didn't help me understand. She just told me it was wrong. Why was it wrong? And I was young enough that I needed some guidance on that, but also old enough that I could have understood. You don't steal because you're taking from someone else. Someone else loses. And she could have easily demonstrated that by taking things from me and helping me understand what that felt like. I figured it out as I got older. I figured that out for myself. Fortunately, before anything major happened, before I was old enough that there were real consequences. And no, it wasn't a big deal. If it was a big deal, I probably wouldn't have told you about it. But it could have gone poorly. If I was a slightly different person or hung out with different people, yeah. Because I didn't fully understand. I knew it wasn't right. I knew there was something wrong about it. Just as I'm saying, I think everybody knows when they do something wrong that it is wrong. But it was easy. And I did it because it was easy. All right, what's our last one here before I send you on your way to check out today's episode of Martial Arts Radio and work and train and do all the things you're going to do? Oh, it's a long one. This is a famous one. Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. What we think, we become. My father always said that, and I think I'm fine. Great quotes from Margaret Thatcher. And this is why, if you spend much time with me, and I hear you talk poorly about yourself, I will speak up. I will probably correct you. Not everyone likes that. I don't care. If I care about you enough to spend time with you, I'm not going to let you speak poorly of yourself. And if you find that to be offensive, well, then you should go spend time with other people who don't want you to be the best version of yourself, because that's not me. And that's something I'm not going to compromise. Oh, I'm so dumb. Oh, I'm so this. Oh, I can't even that. I'm not going to listen to that. If you truly believe that about yourself, you need to fix it, or I'm not going to hang out with you. Because I don't spend time with losers. And that's the way losers talk. None of you are losers. I know all of you in some way. None of you are losers. Don't talk like a loser. In fact, I would suggest that if you teach anybody anything, whether as an instructor or as a parent, that you ban the word should. Don't use the word should. Should is external judgment. It suggests that you are less than you could be. And of course, you're less than you could be. We all are. But should suggests that you are deficient in some way. You're not deficient. You can be better, but you're not deficient. So whether you ban it in classes or you ban it in your home, I think it's a great word to get rid of. It's my least favorite word in the English language. I dislike should even more than I dislike fail. I don't like fail because it suggests you're done trying. There are plenty of words you can substitute for should. Could is a good one in most cases. Frank says, the problem with a pity party is no one brings any presents. And Jenny, don't worry, I see your comment. I want the best for each and every one of you. And even if you're not willing to put in the work, I'm not going to accept you taking actions that will slide you backwards. I'm not going to let you regress on my watch. If that's what you want, you'll have to go elsewhere to do it. But not while I'm around. I hope you have a fantastic day. I thank you for coming by. I appreciate each and every one of you. You mean something to me. Every one of you. Even those of you I have not met yet. Those of you I barely know. Those of you lurking in the background. You all mean something to me. I hope you have a wonderful day. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow for Friday. We got some jokes. And I saw a first draft of a new mug yesterday. Yeah. There's a new mug in development. So we'll see where that takes us. Thank you all. I appreciate you, and I will see you tomorrow. Take care.